Chapter 1. Born Again. Congratulations to all of you who are doing the course for new converts, because this means that you have given your lives to Jesus. Let us open our Bibles in John chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." The importance of being born again. The Bible says in Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23, that we are spirit, soul, and body. God is the Father of spirits. We are spirit, and when we die, our spirit goes to heaven. That is what Jesus was saying to Nicodemus. To get into heaven, we have to be born again. We can see the illustration of a mobile phone that when it has no credit or battery, you can't make a call. Jesus is saying that in order to receive salvation, one has to be born again in the Spirit through believing that Jesus alone is the only way. Chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Men try to teach various ways to get to God. Jesus said that wide is the path that leads to destruction, but narrow is the path that leads to salvation. The path that leads to salvation is Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." The Bible says that salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. In certain countries that call themselves Catholic, it is taught that there are several ways to reach God. For example, Mary or the saints. God does not say that. Idolatry irritates God. The Ten Commandments. Let us open our Bibles in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. The Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to 5. "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me." Many people say they believe in God, but they are always disobeying God. Why? Because the men who teach them do not speak the truth of what is written in the Bible. What is written is that there is only salvation in Jesus. The Bible says that after we die, some go to heaven, those who are saved in Christ, and others go to hell. The only way to live an eternal life with Jesus is to recognize that we have to receive that eternal life through Jesus. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus paid for our sins. In everything, Jesus was our substitute. He conquered hell, the demons, and cleansed us with his blood. Salvation is me recognizing that Jesus is the only way, and by doing so, we are submitting to God. Jesus continues to warn us that wide is the path that leads to destruction. Nobody can think that they own salvation. It is very important that you understand that the narrow path is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Whoever prevails in the Word and in Christ until the end will be saved. The parable of the 10 virgins. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, the parable of the 10 virgins. "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Five were wise, they had oil in their lamps, and they also had extra oil in case they ran out. These five virgins were steadfast in their salvation. The other five virgins, whom Jesus called foolish, were distracted in regard to preserving their salvation. So when the groom came, they did not see him. Now that you have received Jesus, prevail with Jesus to the end, because then you will reach the final goal, that is heaven. Exhortation. Come to church to hear the word of God. Walk with Jesus. Honor God. Be baptized in the water. Begin your journey with God as a born-again Christian. Take the course for new converts. Take the elementary and complementary course, Serve God. Note: never look at anyone's mistakes, because no one is perfect. Your eyes should always be on Jesus Christ.